Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Employers across the state sit down this month for an annual meeting that many dread. It's a briefing on how much their health insurance premiums will rise as of January 1st. This year, the news isn't so bad, but it isn't what most employers would call good either. Joining us now with an update is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Bob.
So as I understand it, the bad news is that premiums on average are still expected to rise, but the good news is that many of the businesses will see about the same increase or slightly lower increases than last year. Is that right? And what's the range?
Right. So the range last year, Bob, was 4 to 10%. As of January 1st, it'll look more like 3 to 6%. But keep in mind that these are the base rates. The actual rate that your company, in your case, Boston University, will pay could be higher or lower based on the age of the employees and how sick they are. We'll have the whole range for all of the major employers in Massachusetts at WBUR.org.
Tell me how the new state law that says healthcare costs aren't supposed to rise any faster than growth in the state's overall economy factors in, because it seems with these premium increases, healthcare is still growing faster than most other costs.
That's right. So eventually the state will do something about that, but not right away, not next year in 2013. Eventually what the state will do is require that hospitals, physician groups, insurers, and anyone whose costs in healthcare exceed the general growth rate in Massachusetts have to submit a plan for how they're going to correct that.
All right. So back to the numbers, if we can, just for a moment. The premiums, as you said, for most of us are expected to rise between 3 and 6%, more or less, depending on the health of our colleagues and ourselves.
Right.
why will we see slightly lower increases? And is Massachusetts trying to figure out how to get a handle on health care costs?
Well, some people would say this is an indication that we are getting a handle, but it's not really clear because there's so many things happening at once right now. So you've heard, Bob, we've talked about how hospitals and doctors are agreeing to lower increases in their contracts. That's
right.
One thing that's going on. But during the recession, we've seen a lot of people hold back on care, and that really hasn't picked up again. Now, one reason it hasn't picked up may also be that more and more of us have plans with things like high deductibles or charges if we go to higher cost hospitals. So again, there may be some incentives in our insurance plans now that are telling us, wait a minute, before you go in for that elective knee surgery or whatever.
All right. So if more employers are buying coverage with those high deductibles you talk about or other types of insurance to save money, what kind of changes should we as consumers be ready for?
Well, the high deductible plans are the ones that employers are choosing most often to save money because they shift some of the cost to the patient. So, Bob, if you go in for your first round of office visits, you're going to pay the $1,000 or maybe up to $4,000 for a family plan before your insurance actually kicks in.
Yikes.
Yeah. But employers are saving even more money by cutting out expensive hospitals from their coverage, so limiting where patients can go. And the fastest selling product right now for a few insurers is what's known as tiered coverage. Bob, with tiered plans, you and I can go wherever we want, but we might pay $2,000 or more to go to what are considered high-cost hospitals. So if you want to have a baby at Brigham and Women's, it's going to cost a lot more than Melrose Hospital. Brian Pagliaro at Tufts Health Plan says there's a common goal with all these changes.
Our objective is to steer patients to the highest quality, most cost-efficient providers in the network.
So, Martha, insurance companies, the insurers, want all of us as patients or healthcare premium payers to think more like consumers or shoppers when we need healthcare. But for most of us, this is all going to come through our employers, which makes me wonder whether the employers are keeping up with all these changes.
They're trying, Bob. It's big and complicated for everybody. And I said it on a forum earlier this summer run by Associated Industries of Massachusetts, or AIM, for employers to talk about these topics. AIM had three employers on a panel, and they had all switched to these tiered plans that we were just talking about a minute ago. One of the employers was Bill Grant. He's the CFO at Cummings Properties, a major commercial real estate firm in Woburn. Grant likes the tiered plans because employees can still go wherever they want, but they have to think about the cost of that choice.
The Boston teaching hospitals tend to be a tier three, and if you choose to seek treatments there, you will pay for the first $2,000. Conversely, if you seek a tier one hospital, you will have no deductible. the person has the ability to decide what they want and hopefully be a little more educated.
Cummings shaved 3% off its premium increases by switching to tiered coverage. Now, not all Boston teaching hospitals are in the most expensive Tier 1 category, and not all hospitals outside Boston are Tier 3. And the hospital's ratings vary from one insurer to the next. Patients really have to do their homework with these insurance plans, and that's part of the goal, says Sandy Reynolds with AIM.
We do like the tiered concept because, as Bill just described, employees still have complete freedom of choice as to where they go, but there are consequences based upon where they choose to go, right?
Correct.
So it starts to have the purchase of healthcare services work the same way it works when we purchase other things in our, almost everything else in our lives.
Which has not been the case for healthcare. If you have insurance, for the most part, you go where you want and you don't pay any attention to the price of your care. So are employees ready to shop for care? In a word, no.
We had many disgruntled employees.
Howard Grant runs Leahy Health Systems in Burlington. Grant says he reminded employees who complained about tiered coverage that Leahy wasn't cutting their choices, just asking them to pay more to use a more expensive hospital.
But we also reminded our employees that we were spending $66 million per year on health insurance, increasing at 10 and 15% clips every year. And our ability to sustain fair compensation for our workforce and our ability to continue to support a very generous pension plan and all the other benefits were in large part dependent on our being able to control what was the only component of our cost structure that we hadn't been able to manage historically very well.
Sound familiar?
Sandy Reynolds from AIM looks around the audience as employers nod. She warns employers that they will need to spend a lot of time explaining how these plans work to their employees. Tiered coverage is triggering some big changes in companies that have made the switch. 11% of Cummings workers moved to a new primary care doctor to avoid a higher copay. At Leahy, well over half of the employees switched to doctors, in many cases to a doctor at Leahy, which happens to be in the low-cost, high-quality Tier 1 category. Not surprisingly, Howard Grant is pleased.
We've only got 6 months' worth of data so far, but we've seen significant reductions in expense because they've flipped to providers who had the best qualitative track record and cost track record. So we're seeing the value already in a very short period of time.
Leahy expects a 4% premium increase next year by continuing the tiered coverage. That's much better than past years, but not good enough for many employers.
Hi, my name is Peter Sullivan, and I'm a small business owner. I get my insurance through AIM.
Sullivan says annual health insurance increases have become unbearable.
I need the cost of insurance to go down by 20%. I'm wondering if you could focus some of the discussion on how to cut the cost of insurance.
What can somebody like that really do, Jim?
So you're right, we're not at that point yet of a 20% decrease.
Now, Sandy Reynolds turns to Tufts Health Plan CEO Jim Roosevelt. Roosevelt says employers and employees can reduce costs by agreeing, for example, to use only a few community hospitals.
But that's, to my mind, that's a radical choice. If you want a dramatic change, like a 20% in your premium, you make a dramatic change in your health plan.
Which we'll likely see more of as the state and the nation try to bring healthcare spending down to a manageable level. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.